The headlines around the local economy often seem to suggest nothing but doom and gloom. Contracting economic growth, high unemployment levels, low confidence, limited investment levels and more. Then there are the global headwinds like geopolitics and the US-China trade tensions adding unnecessarily to the mix of woes. So what does this all mean for investors invested in a pension fund? And why is it wise not to panic, even under these circumstances? Well, to inform and guide us on this issue, I'm joined on the line by Rigard Budler. He's Head of Strategic Initiatives at Momentum Corporate. Thank you very much for joining us on the show, Rigard. When we got the first quarter GDP print showing a contraction of 3.2%, the rand took some beating as investors sold out of South African assets. But interestingly enough, on the All Share Index, it still closed up in positive territory, largely lifted higher by rand hedge stocks. So when there is a negative piece of news, such as that GDP one, what sort of impact can you expect it to have on general unit trust type of investments in the short to medium term?
No, thank you so much. I must admit, when the news came out, it was certainly a surprise to the markets. The market certainly expected a contraction, but not as bad as what we've seen, 3.2. And ultimately, I think it's really one of confidence and investor confidence. And, you know, people are asking the question, you know, what does the future look like? Mm. You know, all my savings secured? You know, what should I be doing in a situation like this? Not always recognizing, as you said, that the market has not really reacted that badly to this news.
Yes. So pension funds are often invested right across the assets available on the JSE, and the PIC, which largely invests public sector employee funds, is a good example of a pension fund manager that exposes the pension funds it manages to assets left and right, including bonds. We know that these guys are guided not just the PIC, but also pension fund managers in general by Regulation 28 to ensure prudent investment with pension funds. Just take us through that and what other measures a good pension fund manager must have in place to shield its clients from short to medium term risks.
Yeah, absolutely. Regulation 28 is the heart of every pension fund investment strategy, and that requires that the board of trustees, with the help of the asset consultants and asset managers, consider a wide range of different asset classes. For example, they can't put all your retirement savings into a single stock on the JSE. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would simply be too risky. Mm-hmm. So they do look after a wide range of investment vehicles, different investment strategies, but also now recently looking at new investments such as infrastructure, private equity, unlisted equities in some cases, and all these interesting asset classes that ultimately puts together a portfolio that is well diversified and can ultimately withstand bad news, as we've seen last week.
Mm. Of course, you know, it really just does depend on luck as to when you retire. If you've got a major sell-off on global markets and you're retiring at that time, it could be a cause for concern. But I suppose funding for retirement is a long-term game. So why is it, in your view, that people who are saving for retirement shouldn't panic when there are these, bad news headlines which affect the markets adversely?
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, from our perspective, we say, you know, don't worry about it, but take action. I think ultimately, yes, it's a long-term game. And most investment funds and investment strategies almost take account of almost de-risking your underlying investment strategies as you approach retirement, which means that if you are close to retirement, you are not as heavily invested in equities as you would be, for example, if you were 20 years away from retirement. Mm. That certainly helps because equities tend to be the most volatile asset class. So ultimately, that's what we call a life stage strategy. That makes a lot of sense. But also, a new generation investment style is really what's called outcome-based investing, which looks at maximizing returns over the long term, but also looking after the key risk metrics of a fund. For example, the volatility, the Sharpe ratio, and all these things that tell you how risky the ride will be. So you do prevent a scenario where that it's a serious market crash one day before you retire.
Mm.
And that's how we have to look at it. We say don't worry, but take action. Ultimately, what can the average member do? Well, look at where your money is invested. Don't react based on the information that you see. Don't make rash decisions. Unfortunately, some people, when they look at the value, they see this as shock, they see the volatility, not remembering its long-term make bad investment decisions. For example, to move their money into cash.
Yes.
For example, if you moved your money into cash last week when the news broke, you would have lost out the returns of the market in the last week.
Hmm.
So it's really important that you spend time with your financial advisor and more recently the retirement benefit counselor to this. They're
yes.
there to help members assess the different options available in a situation like this.
That's right. I mean, I was going to say, you know, you and I were just chatting for a few minutes, but if somebody does want to get proper advice, it's best for them to see a financial advisor and they'll be able to take...
Absolutely. And, you know, ultimately, it's also like we don't drive by looking in the rearview mirror. So, yes, we have bad news in the rearview mirror, but it's about where are we today, what is the future hold, and where are we investing. And I think the markets that have performed well the last week is an indication that there's lots of hope on the horizon. But go spend time with your retirement benefit counselor or your financial advisor. Make sure your contribution rates are high enough. And also, start planning it when you change a job. Preserve the money. Stay invested for the long term. Do not disinvest at a time like this.
Mm, but then some people may say, well, it's all very well and easy for you to say that, but sometimes we may fall on hard times, especially if we're retrenched, and we may need to just dip into a little bit of that money because we're just not sure how we're going to survive over the next coming weeks or months.
Absolutely. And those are unfortunately the realities of the African context. We have seen many of our corporate clients really, really struggling. They're having to lay off people, having to cut salaries, unfortunately. But I think even if a little bit goes a long way, when you do need to be in a position where you have to take some of the money, save a little bit of it.
Yes.
Don't take 100% of your withdrawal benefit. You know what? Maybe consider a 50%, you know, that you have enough to live off, but also putting something away for the longer term. And in doing that, you can maybe hopefully get through the difficult times that we are seeing at the moment in the economy.
Indeed. That was Rigard Budler. He's the head of strategic initiatives at Momentum Corporate.